More than 4 million Iraqis have fled their country since the war began, though few were allowed into the United States until last year. Since then, the numbers have been increasing, and they include Bothina Mohammed, who worked for the U.S. Army in Iraq. We introduced you to this single mother of three last year. She's among the Iraqi refugees who've settled in Atlanta, where she got a job as a hotel maid. After a year in the U.S., she says she's happy to be here, but it hasn't been easy. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Bothina Mohammed sits in her tiny apartment in Atlanta. Half a dozen leafy plants climb almost to the ceiling in the living room and kitchen. Two canaries sing brightly. She has a TV and computer for the kids. Bothina knows just a little English, so we communicate with the help of translator Nora Al-Shalan. Bothina says she remembers well what it was like when she and her three teenage children first arrived.
It was everything strange for us, everything different, everything, culture, language, system, outside, inside, everywhere. Then she said, we talk now, we learn the system.
Bothina's blonde hair is pulled back from her face. She's exhausted after cleaning 15 hotel rooms. She started her housekeeping job last year, but now she has a heavier workload and sometimes works 6 days a week. Last Christmas, her apartment building caught fire. She lost nearly everything and moved to a new unit with help from a relief agency. 2 months ago, the family moved to a better neighborhood, closer to her job. But now Bothina pays $850 a month for rent. That's $200 a month more and a bit of a financial strain.
She loves to work. She said nothing easy. Every job, it has some problem. Every job. But I should work to pay the expenses and making my children happy. It is hard, but I'm working.
Bothina is one of about 1,200 Iraqi refugees resettled in the U.S. in 2007. 14,000 more have come this year and are beginning to make new lives. At the nearby Target, Bothina smiles at the rows and rows of red, green, and gold Christmas trinkets.
I like it. Christmas, beautiful. I like it. I'm going shopping for Christmas. Yeah. Thank you.
Bothina inspects cereal in a large plastic bag, but decides against buying it. She does pick up a few items, eggs, soda, bottled water, and one of her new favorites, Oreo cookies. As we stand in line, Bothina tells me she's glad her children are in school now. They missed 3 years after the family escaped to Jordan, where she couldn't afford to send them to school. But she says they are catching up here. Back at home again, Bothina realizes she's come a long way in the past year. She's kept her job. She was able to start over again after the devastating fire. And she's even purchased an old used car. But Bothina still lives paycheck to paycheck. She looks forward to this time of year so much so that she and her kids put up their Christmas tree weeks ago. It's heavy with glittery bells and sparkling balls of every color. Translator Nora Al-Shalan.
She feels when she looks to this tree, it gives her some happiness or faithful or something like that.
Bothina recently applied for a green card and hopes to get it soon. Some new Iraqi immigrants tried to convince her to move to Maine, where they said she would get more financial help from the state. But she's not going. Bothina says life is better this year, but it's not easy. Like many Americans, what she really wants is to be able to save enough money for a down payment on a home.
America, beautiful, good. America country, my country.
America is your country,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I like it. I need help. Buy house, buy everything. I am here. I am here. I am die here. Yeah.
This Christmas, Bothina is working at the hotel, mostly because she can earn extra pay and perhaps a little breathing room as she continues to make her way in America. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
To learn more about displaced Iraqis, visit our website at npr.org.